Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Jesus is the Christ. The Greek word translated as Christ corresponds to the Hebrew word translated as Messiah. So the word Christ and the word Messiah are equivalents. The word Christ literally means anointed one. It is a word rooted and grounded in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, kings and priests were anointed with oil, designating them as being set apart for special service. But in the Old Testament, the anointed one, the Messiah, was the prophesied chosen one who would come as a deliverer. He is the prophesied coming deliverer of Israel, who ultimately would deliver from sin and bring in the kingdom. So the concept of Messiah Christ is that of the promised deliverer who is prophesied in the Old Testament. In New Testament language, the Christ is the promised Savior, the special coming one who would be unique in terms of who he was and because of what he would do. He would be both God and man in one person. He would be both deliverer and rule over God's people forever. He would be both Savior and King. And he is referenced from Genesis all the way through the Old Testament scriptures in a myriad of ways. A key reference to Jesus being the anointed one is found in the messianic passage of Isaiah 61:1. It reads, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." The New Testament, at the most crucial defining points, connects the idea of Christ to who Jesus is as God. At his birth, the angel announced that there was born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. In Simon Peter's divinely revealed confession, he said to Jesus, quote, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." In giving his purpose statement for writing the Gospel of John, the apostle says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God." In each case, the title Christ is closely linked to this special one being God. Not only was he a man, but he was also God. The Christ is the chosen one who is the God-man, fully man, fully God in one person. In order to be the qualified deliverer ruler, Jesus had to line up with all the prophetic scriptures concerning the prophesied coming one. He had to be of the right lineage of Abraham, of David. He had to be God and at the same time man. He had to be without sin, virgin born, and yet man in order to represent mankind. Jesus meets all the qualifications. He fulfills all the prophecies. It all ties together perfectly in him. The prophecies given many hundreds of years in advance concerning his person, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, his exaltation, all harmonize perfectly in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. Clearly, this Jesus is the Christ, the special, chosen, coming one, who has come and who is yet coming, and who fulfills all the Old Testament messianic prophecies. It's with this background that we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures." To believe in Jesus as the Christ is to believe that he is the prophesied, promised, coming Savior who fulfills the Scriptures in dying for our sins, being buried, and rising again from the dead. In summary, the title Christ is the Greek designation meaning anointed one. Messiah is the Hebrew counterpart of Christ. As such, it referred to the unique promise coming, ruling, delivering, prophesied one spoken of in the Old Testament, who would be both God and man. Under the heading of Christ, come many related titles such as Son of Man, Son of David, King of Israel, etc. Christ is a very comprehensive title, which in one aspect or another encompasses or relates to almost all, if not all, the other names that he bears. The Christ is a very comprehensive title related to the Old Testament prophecy, which finds fulfillment in the Christ of the New Testament, which is shown to be Jesus of Nazareth. His is a name by which we must be saved. The Bible is clear there is salvation in no other name, no other person but Christ, Acts 4:12. Believing on his name is to believe on his person. His name, in the salvation New Testament context, which we are required to believe on for salvation, is inherently related to the key designations of Lord, Jesus, Son of God, and Christ. These interrelated names, titles, are all related to the concept of sovereign authority, which is recognized in salvation. It is essential that Christ's deity and lordship, compare my Lord and my God, John 20:28, be personally appropriated if one is to be saved. Take away Christ's lordship and you simply have a regular man who couldn't save anyone. In order to be Savior, he must be Lord God. And this truth is an essential part of the gospel message, which must be personally believed on in order to be saved. We must believe on Jesus for who he is, as both Lord God and Savior. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, signing off for now.